Let the church say amen.
Amen.
You know, it's a joy coming up here, not for myself, but to serve Jesus.
Amen.
It's a joy coming up here, not to be seen before men, but to serve Jesus.
Amen.
One of my greatest joy today was walking in the back room with all the brothers. And we got laughter in the room. There is no chaos in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
We must deny ourselves.
Amen.
Take up our cross and follow him.
Amen.
And until we get a clear understanding of that, there will be chaos.
Yes, sir.
I'm a servant, a humble servant of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want this to be understood.
Come on.
What I'm going to preach to you today has nothing to do with no one in this church.
All right. Amen.
If it moves you, then that's between you and Jesus.
Amen.
Because I'm just a tool.
Right,
it's coming from him to you, not from me.
Yes,
all right. Amen. So let's get started with this sermon.
Yes, sir.
Scripture reading was taken out of the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing I do believe, and Jesus said it well. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe.
Amen.
If you don't believe in Jesus, then you're lost.
All right.
If you don't believe in Jesus that what you pray for will not come true, then you lost.
Amen.
My sermon topic today is, there is something about that name Jesus.
All right.
And this is some real talk.
Right.
This is something that I know for a fact. Because when I was in the valley, the only thing I had to hold on was the name of Jesus.
Right.
The only thing I can seek is the name of Jesus. The only cry that I can cry was the name of Jesus.
Right.
And if it wasn't for me believing in Jesus, I would be lost today. He was my father. He was my mother. He was my sister. He was my brother. He was my friend when they wasn't there. I know this for a fact. If you're seeking the truth, if you want peace in your mind, if you want peace in your soul, then you got to understand that there is something about that name, Jesus. In Mark chapter 1, verse 40, a man came to Jesus, a leper, and he asked to be healed. In Mark 1, 41, Jesus was moved with compassion. You hear what he said? Jesus now, the King of all kings, was moved with compassion.
All right.
It's something about that name, Jesus.
Amen.
In Mark 1:42, he said he was clean. In other words, he was healed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why is because he believed in the name Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He didn't believe in the four brothers or sisters that he had. He didn't believe in his neighbor. He didn't go to his father. He didn't go to his mother. He went to Jesus.
All right. That's right.
So if you're going anywhere in this world today for anything, then you're lost.
Right.
See, many people tell people around them, seek therapy. Seek the doctor. Seek rehab. But if their faith was really true about the truth, they wouldn't tell you none of them things. What they'll tell you, take it to Jesus. Because Jesus is that ultimate rehab. He is that ultimate doctor. He is that ultimate friend. He is that ultimate lawyer. We take the faith out of Jesus when we tell people to go to other places. You need this. You need that. You need to go. You ain't got it. You don't know him like I know him.
Amen.
You don't feel him like I feel him.
Right.
You have not received him like I received him.
Amen.
I know, because I was lost in sin. Then Jesus took me in.
Amen.
And that's some real talk.
Amen.
I'm here to keep it real. You know, it's one thing we got to understand. In John 4:24, he says, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's as real as it gets. Because if you worship Jesus Christ any other way, you're lost.
That's right. You're lost.
If you worship him through your mother, you're lost.
Amen.
If you worship him through your husband, your wife, your sons, your daughters, your money, your cars, you lost.
Amen.
I can't do nothing for you.
Amen.
All I can do is give you what he gave me, love. I cannot heal your pain.
Right.
I cannot part the Red Seas as he did Moses.
Right.
All I can do, like Brother Feaster said, is lead by example.
Right.
So one thing he said that was so true today is that it's been a while since I've been up in the pulpit. Mm-hmm. See, because my love for Jesus Christ is so real,
yeah.
I denied myself from coming up here. Because I'm a true believer, and I believe that if your life is not right,
well,
if you haven't made up your mind to serve God with all your heart,
right,
in spirit and in truth,
amen,
then don't perpetrate.
Amen.
I would not get up here and lie and say, hey, life is all good. Because he knows the truth.
Amen.
See, it's too many of us today, and I'm talking about myself, that perpetrate the fraud. We're embezzling his love for self-gain.
Well,
you know,
all right.
Self-gain, when it comes to Jesus Christ, is the most deadliest thing you can do for yourself. Because he said, if you got glory before man, then when you come to me, there is none. Woo! Because I was at wolves and sheep clothing at one time. Thinking I was a righteous man, I was hellbound. Coming to church looking for a woman to devour. I'm keeping it real. Oh, let me go get one of these church women rolled up in my Mercedes, my boots, all these fine jewelries and everything. I was that wolf in sheep clothing. Because I didn't know the truth. I was a liar when I sat before the Lord. I was lost. I was hell bound. Wolves, leave the building. Deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow him. He is an ultimate aspirin when you got a headache. He is an ultimate pain reliever when you got a backache. He is an ultimate.
Amen.
And there would be no other relief.
That's right.
One thing Jesus has given me is a peace of mind.
Okay.
I have nothing today. No Mercedes, no fine jewelry, no women in my closet. None of these things. But what he have given me is peace,
amen,
mercy,
amen,
grace,
amen,
love.
Amen.
I am so happy.
Amen.
Sometimes I'm so happy people are like, what's wrong with you? Ain't nothing wrong with me. You just don't have what I have.
Amen.
You don't receive the spirit the way I'm receiving it.
Amen.
I tell you the truth, man, I had to walk to the trolley. I'm like, who gonna see me walking? But today, I leave my car park and I walk. Because I am no longer concerned about the eyesight of man.
Amen.
I'm only concerned about the eyesight of Christ.
Yes,
and they said, brother, where your truck at? Hold on. I said, would you worry about what I'm doing and how I'm doing it? You really lost. Megan had got up in church and she said, this is where I'm at in my life. She put it out there in the open. Nobody can murmur about her life. Nobody can talk about her. She said, this is my life. She wasn't concerned about nobody in this church, amen, what they think or what they thought or how they feel. She was talking to him.
Amen.
See, when you deny yourself, take up your cross and follow Jesus, you come to realize can't nobody do nothing to you.
Right.
Can't nobody do nothing for you.
Amen.
You know, there's something about that name, Jesus.
Amen.
That's just all joy.
I'm gonna
give you some more food about that. In Mark chapter 2, verse 1. When Jesus came again to the city of Capernaum, many people have came from all around to hear him preach. There are so many people that you couldn't even get to the door to hear him. In Mark 2:3, a man being sick reportedly. I'm paraphrasing now. I'm going to give you the scripture so you can go home and read this for yourself.
Amen.
A man sick reportedly came to see Jesus. It's like a Michael Jackson concert. If you don't get there early, you don't get in. Because the ticket's going to be sold out. You might get a scaffold ticket and you still won't get in because they're going to check it at the door.
Amen.
But this man, faithful, so sincere, that they took him up on top of the roof.
All right.
Now picture this now. This is real. They took him on the top of the roof, parkway the boards, and lowered him down. What you call that? Faith. In spirit,
amen,
and in truth.
All right.
It don't get no realer than that.
All right.
Jesus saw their faith. Mm-hmm. That's Mark 2:5. And the man was healed. But without that faith, do you think he would be healed? Something's wrong with that picture if you do.
Yeah.
But there is something about that name Jesus.
Amen.
That will heal all that we go through.
Amen.
The pain of losing a mother, a father. When the holidays come by, you remember that homemade sweet potato pie your mama used to make. And all you can do is sit there and reminisce. Your daddy mowing the lawn. Boy, go get me the rake. All you can do is reminisce. A pain that I cannot heal. A pain that you cannot heal. For you wives and you husbands, if you truly have the spirit of Jesus Christ, then there will not be no chaos in your marriage. Because he said you must deny yourself. Don't tell your wife to do this and do that. Do it. Husbands, be a father to your children. Wives, be a wife to your husband.
Right.
I ain't bringing him his food. My mother would serve my father unconditionally.
All right.
I didn't understand it when I was younger because I was a fool. I seen this woman bring him his plate, ironing his clothes, dusting his shoes. And I didn't understand it.
All right.
But that's why they got a long time marriage.
Amen.
I didn't, because I didn't understand it.
Amen.
But in order for her to do this, she must believe in the word.
Well.
She had to deny herself, take up her cross, and iron the clothes, and cook the food, and
yeah.
for Sister Leggett to have to run to the hospital day after day and week after week and month after month. It'll wear you down.
Right.
Not only physically, but mentally.
Right.
But no matter what Brother Leggett go through, she is there.
Amen.
No matter how hard it gets, she is there. No matter how late it gets, she is there. She had to deny herself, take up her cross, and follow him.
Amen.
When your job have done you dirty,
right.
When your friends have turned their back,
amen.
You have to call on Jesus.
Amen.
If you do it any other way,
right.
It will not work.
That's right.
I know.
That's right.
I ain't gonna never keep it as real as I'm gonna keep it right here today. I thought I was God.
Yeah.
I thought I can walk on water. I thought because my hair was a little nice, I was all that. The car made me King Kong, and there was nothing on me. But I was a lie.
Right, right.
Not to you, but to myself.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I've been told that lie so much, I started to believe it. You know? I really did. I tried to get in the tub and walk on the water, and I couldn't do it. Then reality set in. You know, with all this and all the things that I've been through in life, I come to realize one thing. It really wasn't about me.
That's right.
It was about Jesus.
Amen.
In John 9, chapter 3, I'm going to wait for everybody to get on this one. If you have your Bible. Are you going to wait for me? One of us waiting for the other one. Chapter 9, verse 3.
Amen.
I'm going to start with 2. And a disciple asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? This man or his parents, that he was born blind. But before I read 3, I want you to clearly understand something. This is not about you. Your trials and your tribulations that you go through in your life is to help someone else. That's what makes us servants of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Now, if you hold your trials and your tribulations to yourself, then you have sinned. That's why we have many members in the Bible. If you was a prostitute, it wasn't about being a prostitute. It was about coming out of it.
Amen.
Giving your life to Christ and let the world see what you have been.
Yeah, right.
But what you are today.
Yeah.
If you was a player, yes. It ain't about playing.
Right.
It's about knowing the wrong that you have done. The daughters that you have devoured. The mothers you mistreated. It's not about you. I didn't understand that till I read this scripture. And 9:3 says, Jesus answered, neither this man sinned nor his parents, but the works of God shall be made manifest through him. But the works of God shall be manifest through him.
Yeah.
It's not about you.
Yeah.
It's about Jesus.
Yeah.
It's not about you.
Yeah.
It's about Jesus.
Yeah.
It is not about you.
Yeah.
It is about Jesus.
Yeah.
neither this man sin nor his parents, but the works of God should be made manifest in him. All right. We all got to come to realize what it's really about. If you're not a servant,
amen,
then you're lost.
Amen.
I heard a preacher say one time at a gospel meeting, he said, many of us know the word, but we don't have the spirit.
All right.
Many of us have the word, but we don't have the spirit. I never forgot it. It's so simple. I can quote the Bible. I can break it down for you. I can maneuver it to make you date me. I can maneuver it for this and that. But what good is all that if you don't have the spirit? It don't mean nothing because you're lost.
Amen.
I can read the word, but what good is it? What good is it, people? What good is it to come to Bible study on Wednesday? What good is it to come to church on Sunday and you don't use it? We was having Bible study, and Sister Russell said, now that she done changed her life, some people don't come by no more because they know the rules. What did that tell you? It tell you she done changed her life. Because if you say you change and it's still coming over there, then something's wrong.
All right.
When you really change your life, when they know you're going to be talking about the Bible and they don't want the truth, they won't come by.
That's right.
Deny yourself, take up your cross and follow him. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him.
Amen.
You know, one thing about Jesus Christ, I'm going to hurry up and bring it to a close. I'm going to try to. I don't believe in putting no time limit on the word. In Hebrews 13:5, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. See what we got? We got somebody for once in our life, for the first time in our life, we can say to anybody in this world, I got somebody that would never leave me nor forsake me.
Okay.
Many wives have left their husbands, girlfriends have left their boyfriends, mothers left your children, fathers left their families. But when you got Jesus, you can stand there boldly and say, I got something in the spirit that will never leave me nor forsake me. Matthew 11:28-29. I'm not going to read it, but we're going to read that one. Matthew 11:28-29. This is so important. Matthew 28:29. Because all the things that I'm saying tonight mean nothing if you don't get the food to put on the plate.
That's right.
I'm going to give you a feast because it's the truth.
All right.
28 reads, come unto me, all ye that labors and have heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, I will give you rest when your mother died, your father passed away, your husband left you, your friends forsake you. He said, I will give you rest.
Amen.
I will give you peace of mind.
Hey.
I will give you the truth. He said, I will give you rest. Matthew 28:29 read. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Jesus, I am meek and I'm lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. Now this is so powerful, I tell you. You will find rest until your soul. You know what a restless soul is? Sleepless nights.
Tired.
Lonely. Angry.
Stressed.
All the above.
Paranoid.
I never heard nothing so powerful in my life. He said, I will give you rest until your soul. Until your soul. Think about it. I will give you rest until your soul.
That's rest.
For my yoke is easy. It's part two now. For my yoke is easy, but my burden is light. His burden? What burden? What burden could Jesus be? The burden is, if you don't want to deny yourself and follow him, it's hard.
Right.
It's troublesome.
Right. Yeah.
It becomes a burden.
Right. Yeah.
But his burden is so light. Mm-hmm. Internal life. That's a good burden to me.
Amen.
Joy. Peace.
Right.
Your soul can rest at ease.
Amen. That's heaven.
I tell you. There's something about that name Jesus.
Yes.
In Matthew 14:13-21, I'm not going to read all of it, I'm going to paraphrase it for you, that fed 5,000 people with two fish, five loaves of bread. Now, if anybody could go out there and feed 5,000 people with two fish and five loaves of bread, let me know. I might follow you. But once again, Jesus have sold us the facts. It was something about that name Jesus, because man cannot do what he have done.
Amen.
There's something about that name Jesus that will heal anything in this world, no matter what it is.
Amen.
Because psychologically, where the spirit dwells, he will give you peace. In John chapter 2, verse 20, it says, faith without works is dead. What good is it to have the faith if you're not going to work hard towards doing what is right? Faith without works is dead. So no matter what you're going through in your life, if you don't have the faith to dwell in all your pain, all your darkness, all your wrongs, all your rights, all your ups and all your downs, it's dead. I had to have that faith.
Yes, sir.
For once in my life, I had to make my mind up and I had to have it. Because I had it. Then I lose it, then I had it, then I lose it. But it came a point in my life, no matter what I'm going through, I said, God, I'm going to give it to you.
All right.
And when I gave it to him, that moment, that very second, he gave me rest. Because now I know, no matter what I go through, it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
I know when I'm weak, he's going to give me strength.
All right.
I know when I'm blind, he'll let me see.
Amen.
I know when I'm up, he'll pull me down.
Yes, sir.
Not just when we're done bad, God is a good God.
Amen.
Even when we're doing good in life, that don't mean, like I said, I was hellbound. I truly had it all that a man can ask for. And he pulled me by examples. He started taking little things, little bits. Daryl, you don't get it. Give me a little bit more. Daryl, you don't get it. And he said, forget you, Daryl. He wiped everything I had out. My business, my house, my car, my wife, my children, but most of all, myself.
Amen.
You don't have to get it today, but you're going to get it sooner or later.
Amen.
Especially those that he have callings for.
Amen.
See, we are what we are.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to hold us responsible for many things, like Brother Shepherd, Brother Feast said, he's the shepherd over the sheep.
That's right.
He's an elder. He's going to truly hold him. If he need to get his attention, he's going to do it.
Amen.
It's written in stone.
That's right. Already written, brother. Already in the prayer.
You know what's so powerful about all this? It's about the love of Christ, because, you know, in the name of Jesus is all love. In John 3:16, where everybody should know this one, but sometimes we don't, because somebody asked me, what's your favorite scripture? You should have said John 3:16. I didn't know it, but I know it today.
Amen.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
Amen.
Sent him down from heaven right here in this wicked world to have nails put through his hands.
Yeah.
Nails through his feet, a thorn on his head, a spear in the side.
Yes, sir.
If you don't understand this, then something's wrong. He's given you everything you have ever asked for. That perfect husband, that perfect wife, that perfect friend, that peace. But in order to get all that, we still have to do our part.
Amen.
In Mark 12:17, another powerful scripture to me was when Jesus said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's,
right,
and God the things that are God.
Okay.
Render unto the world the things that are the world.
Mm-hmm.
And give God what belongs to him, and that's you. Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar, the things that are of the world. Give it to them. Let your friends have it if they want to come over. Let your boss, let your job, let your...
Anyway.
And render unto God the things that is his. Your soul.
Amen.
Your life. I'm going to read one more scripture. And this one right here is what I'm going to close on. Because without this one, I would still be lost. In John 3:3, unless you be born again. Here it is. Unless you be born again, you will not see the kingdom. Just going in the water baptism, they said, oh, you're born again. True enough, you are truly born again by baptism. But the water is only a process.
Amen.
Of a journey.
All right.
The journey have started, but for most of it, it ended when we came out. No matter what people tell you in the church, oh, you're a new person, it don't start till you started right here. When you get baptized, they don't keep it real with you. You know, they say, oh, you're going to be this new person. Yeah, you're a new person. But the new person really is not there till you started right here.
Right. Right.
The water have opened the door.
Amen.
Now it's up to you to walk in.
Amen.
And for those of you who have not been baptized, your door is closed.
Amen.
It's closed. I don't care what nobody else have told you. I don't care how you have read it. I don't care how you done justified. Your door is closed. Period. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna sugarcoat it. Your door is closed.
Amen.
It's like locking your keys in the car. It's closed. You just can't get in. This is your AAA, people. This is your AAA. Without this, you cannot get in. All that you done heard and all that I have said means nothing if you, unless you be born again into the...
Amen.
Don't mean nothing. We could sit up here and say, oh, I'm trying hard. Oh, I'm trying. I told myself that lie so many times. Oh, I'm going to get it next week. I'll wait till next week and I'm going to change my life. You know what? I didn't change my life because I didn't want to change it. Period. That's me. I'm talking to me. God said, I will always give you a way out. And he will not lie.
That's right.
The problem is we don't take it.
Amen. Amen.
You're in a bad relationship. You see it. You know it. You wind up getting married. You didn't take it. You're on a bad job. Causing you to have stress, heart attacks. He gave you a way out. You didn't take it. You're going to hell. He's giving you a way out.
Amen.
And you, some of us are not going to take it. You just don't know. We're just not going to take it for whatever reason. But if it was a lotto ticket and say you won $1 million, you're going to take it. What good is $1 million? You might be dead tomorrow and it doesn't happen.
Amen.
It's a lot of millionaires right now laying on their backs. Millionaires now that would love to be sitting where you're sitting right now today. All they can do is look at this wall all day. Paralyzed.
Amen.
Take it, people. He's giving it to you free of charge.
Amen.
And he's the only one that's going to give you something free and you're going to get a profit from it.
Only one.
Eternal life.
Amen.
What a profit.
Amen.
What a profit. That millionaire that won that big lotto can't get as good as Jesus. They think they won some money. They got headaches now. All I can say, and it's just it's from the bottom of my heart, I'm talking to myself. We got to stop lying to ourselves.
Come on.
Really. We got to stop lying to ourselves saying, next week, or I'm trying. That's a lie.
Amen.
I never heard of a person said they was going to commit a suicide that actually did it, said, I'm trying to commit suicide. They did it.
Amen.
But I heard a lot of people saying they're going to commit suicide that they didn't do it because they really didn't want to do it.
Amen.
That's the difference. That's the night and that's the day. Your actions is what counts. Your actions is what talks.
Right.
Your actions is what's real. If you truly love Jesus Christ, if you truly, truly love him, I'm talking some real love.
Amen.
I mean this. I mean this from the bottom of my heart because I'm telling you, I'm real. If you truly love Jesus, you'll stop telling these lies to yourself saying, I'm trying. Take it from a man that know. Mm-hmm. I know. I had to wake up and I said to myself, Daryl, just stop lying. You're doing what you want to do in the world because you want to do it.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing in this world got control over your life. No
right.
Drugs, no women, no car, no husbands, no wives. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're going through, you're doing it and going through it because you want to. I'm talking about me. I got peace today because I took up my cross, made up my mind to follow Jesus.
Amen.
And I don't have to tell you about getting baptized. I don't have to tell you about you should do this and you should do this because you already know this.
Amen.
You know right now, we don't know if we're going to walk out that door and die.
Tell me. Yes.
We don't know if we're going to get in a car accident on the way home.
Right.
I don't need to beg you. Come on, brothers. Come on, sister. You know, I don't need to do that because that choice is yours.
Amen.
It's yours. It ain't nothing more realer than this book right here is giving you the truth.
Amen.
It's yours. I shouldn't have to read a Bible with you for 20 days, 20 years, 20 weeks for you to understand the truth. It's right here. But I tell you what, that I know. When I was in the world sinning, I always said, I hope I don't die in the midst of my sin. Because I knew better. And I knew what I was wagering. wasn't worth the sin that I was living. I'm going to tell you once more. There's nothing you can do for yourself
nothing.
That deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Jesus.
Say that.
I'm going to leave it right there. I'm done.